continue the three-part series on running. The first one was about the beginning runner, the 5K-er. The second will be about the intermediate runner, the 10K-er. And the third will be about the advanced runner, the marathoner. As we have all learned, running has many health benefits, from losing weight to decreasing stress and helping fight heart disease. Now that you have begun your running journey and are feeling more confident about your running style and form, it's now time to push your body a little further during your run. Not only will you look to increase the distance, but you will also work on your speed too. As a beginner, you ran that 5K, and it's now time to set your sights on that 10K. Your running shoes that were new are now a little worn and feel great on your feet, and are no longer feeling those dreadful shin splints. You started out by just wanting to shed some pounds, but through further research, you find out that running is also beneficial in increasing your HDL, good cholesterol. And that high blood pressure you had is now lower. You also start to feel a little different when you start to run. Every time your foot hits that pavement, you feel a sensation of accomplishment. You're focused and clear-headed. Guess what? You have found that runner's high that everyone has told you about. You can't wait to get home after work to go on your daily journey. Your form is coming along. You keep your head up towards the horizon. Your shoulders are loose and relaxed. Your arms are close to your body with your hands cupped. You're ready to go. Here is a sample 4-week intermediate program. During the first week, day one, do a 35-minute easy run. Day two, do an interval workout. Day three includes cross training such as swimming, gym work, or biking. Day four will be a day of rest. Day five, try a 30-minute run. Day six, feel free to cross train again and add a little rest in day seven. Week two will start off with an interval workout. Day two will be a 35-minute easy run. Day 3, you can increase that run to 45 minutes. And day 4 will be a cross-training day. On to day 5, you can go for a 30-minute run and finish day 6 with another interval session before you rest on day 7. On to week 3, it'll start off with cross-training. Day 2 will be a 45-minute run. Day 3 will consist of a tempo run, 15 minutes at a faster than usual steady pace. Day 4 is a 30-minute run, followed by doing an interval training for day 5. And you'll wrap it up with a 35-minute run before the day of rest on 7. Now you're ready for a steady intermediate program that will consist of doing a 35-minute easy run for day 1. Day 2 will be cross training, then a 45-minute run during day 3, followed by a 20-minute easy run at day 4. You can do an interval or tempo run for day 5 and wrap it up with a 35-minute run for day 6 before your day of rest. Well, congratulations to you again. You have moved up in the running ranks and have felt that runner's high, and nothing can stop you now. You have increased your lung capacity. You're running upstairs like you're Rocky. Don't forget the basics and where you started. You still need the cool down, a steady walk to lower your heart rate, and to make sure there's a good amount of oxygen flowing through your veins to help you recover. Now that you have completed your program, do you feel ready for that 10K race? I think you are. Find a race, sign up, mark it on your calendar, and continue your training. Look at you now, starting off by just wanting to shed a few pounds, and now you have your sights set even higher, a 10K. And who knows, maybe even a marathon is in your future. For KSCR, This is Colin Johnson.